It's a big group right now at that position for the Saints, all across the defensive line. And why not get one of them to give us a little of a scouting report? We got just that at the start of camp from Daryl Tapp, who's here to break down all those guys fighting for playing time up front now for the Saints defense.
Start with our leader, Cam Jordan. Probably one of the most unknown knowns in this league. The way he plays down in and down out, he doesn't get much credit around the league at all. Just being here these last 2 years, being how he works and goes about his business, is unbelievable. And every success that he has on the field, I know where it came from. He worked for Sheldon Rankins. First round draft pick last year. I always say he has an old soul. The way he sees the game, his IQ as far as football, is unbelievable. They did a great job at Louisville teaching that man how to play. So that combined with his God-given ability is unreal. And the sky's really the limit for him. David Onyemata. Another draft pick last year, I think it was fourth round. Still raw, still learning how to play the game, but he is strong as an ox. And you can see the light flickering, and he's making big plays here and there. So I envision this year that it's gonna be, that light's gonna be on consistently throughout the year, and it's gonna put us in great positions throughout the season to be successful. Obun Watcham, converted wide receiver. He plays DN now. We was able to get him from Seattle, I think like 3 years ago. And the man is just, He's physically imposing. 6'6", 6'7", that range, 270. Cut up, athletic, probably can run a 4'4", 4'5", can jump out of the gym. And the same thing with David Onyemata. You know, he's still raw, he's learned the game, and that light is still flickering, but he's definitely going to make a huge, huge splash this year. I really believe that. Tyler Davidson, nose tackle, started the last 2 or 3 years. He reminds me so much of Casey Hampton, the great nose tackle from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, he makes so many plays that people don't know. You know, everybody's caught up in the sexy plays as far as sacks and TFL. But that man creates a new line of scrimmage for the defensive line and for the defense every play. And that's something that real football people really notice. He's a total asset for us. Alex Okafor, AO, new addition to the family. And he fits right in. Athletic, he gets to the quarterback. He's smart. He's young, he's athletic, and he's doing his best job right now to learn each and every position on the defensive line. You never know when your number's going to be called, and that man's ready to answer the bell. Kikaha has been doing a great job. He's been hit with the injury bug a little bit, you know, from college into the league now. But the man has everything you need to be successful at this level. Fast, athletic, and you can get the hint. This is the nature of our group. We're fast, athletic, hungry. But what he brings to it is that it's something special about him. You can't put your finger on him. And now he's going to do everything he can do to continue to feed him knowledge as older players. And I know he's going to do everything he needs to do to continue to stay healthy and try to stay healthy. And he's going to make a huge splash, too. I mean, we have so many guys that can make plays that is a true asset for us. Ashad Mabry's been a practice squad guy for the last 3 years now. Started out raw. Now the man, he's a vet now. The only thing left him to do now is to make the team, and he'll do that this year. He knows every position, can make every play. He's playing with that confidence here in OTAs and in practice, and it's going to be exciting to see what he does in training camp, but he's definitely going to make some noise this year. And then, I guess me, I'm just the old head of the group. I've been around the block, so my goal is to be a leader, you know, give these guys everything they need to go forward. I've been a lot of different systems, on a lot of different teams, experienced a lot of different coaching technique and tactics of that nature, and I'm doing everything I can do to help push us forward. You know, the 7-9 season we had last year left a terrible taste in our mouth, and for the guys that have been here longer, it's been 7-9 for the last 3 years. So this year, that's going to change, and that starts up front. We believe that with our whole mind, body, and heart, and we went out there each and every day practicing and working on that.